Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
You'll love this, Hammer. Listen to this pro-Israel demonstrator. You don't hear that a lot. Usually hear pro-Hamas, anti-Israel protesters. This is a pro-Israel demonstrator telling the pro-Hamas demonstrators that they need to get a job and that they're all fat, ugly, and broke.
That's right, put me on camera. I want for myself. Get a job. You guys are all fat, ugly, and broke.
All right.
You got to admire these guys that get out there and stand with the Israeli flag and just rub it in their faces. And it just enrages the pro-Hamas, anti-Israel people. They act like idiots.
And he's got something to what he's saying here. Because, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm Bradley Cooper in The Hangover, but these pro-Hamas college kids are ugly.
They have the same, generally the same look, yeah.
You know, wacky color hair, face colored up, fat, disheveled.
COVID mask wearing.
Right. And it's not just me noticing. I think a lot of people are noticing. Megyn Kelly on her popular program talked about this.
And by the way, why are they so unattractive? I really legitimately want to know. Why are all the protesters so homely? I don't think they're unconnected. I'm not going to lie. I think attractive, smart people are not drawn to this nonsense. They're living their lives being successful. It's the unattractive and or dumb people who feel the need to do this to feel like they matter. Sorry.
And dumb is another good word to describe a percentage of these protesters who have no idea what they're doing there or what's going on in the Middle East with Gaza and Israel and Hamas. Just nothing.
Now, the legit college kids, we're not talking about the professional protesters that came, were busting, whatever, but the legit college kids, you hope, and maybe this is, you know, hoping too much, that they grow out of that stage and they get wiser with age. But the professors that are down there forming the human chain to block police officers from going into Columbia, from going into IU Bloomington, there's no excuse for them. Like, I'm almost willing to give some of these numbnuts college kids a pass because I don't think they know what they're talking or know what they're doing. But you would hope that the professors would know, but they're down there allowing it to happen.
And after it's all over, after the police, like UCLA, for instance, I feel like Columbia was ground zero for this thing. They kind of took over the campus and the tent encampments, and then the West Coast version was UCLA. The remnants that they left behind, it's unlike anything you ever, it's worse than a third world asshole country.
Make the professors clean it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, get out there with a garbage bag, prof.
Right. I want to see the professor picking up trash like that Indian commercial back when we were kids with a single tear coming out of his eye.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.